It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
It's been my experience that pack rats aren't particularly picky. I won't mention any in particular. 5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day and working hard to keep their shelves stocked so they can keep your food prices very low. Today is National Cherry Cobbler Day.
Yes.
So as a nod toward that, I'm giving you the recipe for cherry cobbler bars.
Oh, okay.
So this is a bar cookie.
Right.
So it would be something you could take into work, or it just has a longer shelf life than a cobbler. A cobbler, okay, you kind of have to eat right when you make it. You preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And grease a 8x8 pan. It has to be 8x8, not 9x9. You'll run out of dough. So just make sure you get that right.
Okay.
In a large bowl, you're going to mix together flour, baking powder, and salt. In another bowl, you're going to beat together your butter and your sugar until it's smooth and creamy, about 2 to 3 minutes. Then you're going to add in an egg, one at a time, and your vanilla. Make sure that's all mixed up. Then gradually put in that flour mixture. The dough will be soft and slightly sticky. If it's too warm, you can refrigerate it for about 15 minutes. Then you're going to spread about 3/4 of the dough into the pan. Then you'll spread your cherry pie filling over the top of that. And then you're just going to drop the remaining dough by spoonfuls. I usually put it in my hand and pat it out a little bit so I get a little bit more coverage.
Okay.
And you'll get that cobbler look to it. You're going to bake it for about 35 minutes until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean, and then cool it for 15 minutes. While it's still warm, you can make a glaze out of powdered sugar, milk, and vanilla, and then you're just going to drizzle it all over the bars that are still warm, and then let that harden, and then serve them up. Maybe with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's National Cobbler Day, and you might want to try this cherry. It's National Cherry Cobbler Day, so you might want to try this cherry cobbler bar. It's pretty delicious. You can find it by going to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. Get ready to grill with F&L Market. Fresh Boston butt roast is $1.99 a pound. Save on whole ribeye, $7.99 a pound, and slice for free. Family pack assorted pork chops are $2.49 a pound. Family pack split chicken breasts are $1.39 a pound. And F&L Market makes dinner easy with fresh made meatloaf made fresh every day, $4.99 a pound. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.